You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
That's John. I'm Gordy. Producer Dom in the hot box. We have showers and thunderstorms in Madison working their way through the downtown area here, state streets. Got a little bit of flash flooding going on.
Probably downpours.
But this should all clear out. We'll see a high near 90 this afternoon with a lot of sunshine expected later. Right now it's in the mid-70s. And we've asked Tom and Christy Manis to stick around for a few more minutes. We were talking with them just before the break about this book, The Historic Wisconsin Roadsides. There's just so much in this book.
Yeah.
And so much that you've traveled all over the state and, you know,
it seemed like we were seen just some scratching of the better the things. Surface. Yeah. I mean, we couldn't just let you go. I mean, all the things that you could still tell us.
Yes.
Historic Wisconsin, you're telling people, you know, hey, try this out, try that out. But you've also got another book, and that is Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Fill us in. Now, this is a different look at Wisconsin, right?
What's the biggest secret that we have in
the
Wisconsin?
Biggest secret? Well, we have so many secrets in Wisconsin.
I know.
A lot to choose from.
There's so many more that we
have
written
secret,
about.
But they're secret, so we can't really tell anybody about it.
Right.
Right. So maybe we should just sit quietly.
Yeah,
no.
Let's not get into that book then. Well, tell us some of the things in Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So in Durand, which is where we live now, near us in Eau Claire, okay. It's about 20 minutes away. And downtown, there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of people go past downtown, have no idea what's there. In the Corral Bar, the owners bought the building next door to create an event space. And so they started tearing into it, and they found this big, colorful buffalo behind the, you know, the boards and stuff they were tearing out. And they're like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
So he carefully tore it away. And what happened was there is a 55-foot-long by 9-foot-tall temporary circus poster from the 1880s. It was only supposed to last about 2 to 2.5 months.
Okay.
And one of the curators at Circus World said that it's the biggest and most preserved circus poster of its kind he's ever seen.
Wow.
And so circus performers, they would travel ahead and do the advertisements, and they use lithograph paper, and they would stamp them as, you know, advertising, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't have to come back and take them down.
Wow. Now, I lived in Baraboo for 8 or 9 years, and I've been to the Circus World a number of times, and they have such a huge collection of that kind of memorabilia, these old, gorgeous posters, and, of course, the circus wagons in there. Any other historic finds like that in your Secrets of Wisconsin book?
A little different, but one thing that I think is really cool is down in Cudahy. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah,
there's an old department store. It's called Dredsky's.
Mm. Wow.
And it's still open.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in, and it's like walking back in time. They're still selling old stock stuff.
Yeah.
You can buy, if you need a leisure suit from the 70s, you can go buy one.
Wow.
And
the
original owner still works behind the counter. At least she did as of like 6 months ago.
Yeah, okay.
And they don't buy any new stock. It is literally a department store filled with old, old stuff.
Where do they get it?
Leisure suit.
Apparently they've
resale
had stock or? And no, since, no, this
is
like
original
stuff.
Stuff they still have.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is.
And
it's
big. It's a big store.
Oh.
But one of the things with that fascinates me is they still have the old cash pay system where the you know, person at the counter, they take their money and put it in a cup and they send it to the people upstairs in this old metal railway.
No.
And then they make change. The accounting department makes change and they send it back.
You're kidding.
You have to drive down there and just go in this department
this
store.
This is in Cudahy?
Yeah. And it's right on like the main street.
Yeah. This is where I buy my Patrick Cudahy bacon. So.
Is that right?
Well,
that's
stop
where you
there
got that
time.
Leisure suit that I
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll get a leisure suit. That's an amazing thing. I mean, that's something you notice when you're in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had heard about this and thought we had to check it out. That's one thing we do.
Yeah.
We don't look it up online or, you know, write it that way. We actually go to everything.
Wow.
I mean, to the point where we heard about the Marfa Lights not too long ago, a couple of years ago, and decided Marfa Lights down in Texas.
South Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And so we had to drive all the way down there and check it out.
And was it worth it?
It was.
Oh, definitely.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Well, that's what.
Oh, really? I mean, is it in the sky?
Is it something that. It is. And I walked away thinking that it's got to be extraterrestrial or something. I mean, it's been disputed. We did a story on it and we researched it. And even PhDs say there's no explanation for it. So
people have tried to disprove it and they can't. But lights, different color lights, they hover in the air right above the horizon. And sometimes they'll split and they kind of slowly dance. And then they'll disappear, and then they'll reappear again. And at one point, we counted 11 at the most. And, you know, we're skeptics. So we're like, we kept going back. We went back early in the morning, like 4 o'clock in the morning. We went back, you know, the next night, and they were still there. And we found out we were so lucky because most people don't see them.
Oh.
This is the kind of stuff we do, though. We love to get out and see what we can find and find out the answers and figure out the why.
Is there, like, a secret here in Madison or around Madison that we should know about? Or at least, you know, an adventure that people could take in Wisconsin, in Madison or
nearby.
Well,
or
do you guys know about Gravity Hill?
Well,
is this in the Dells? This isn't the old Wonder Spot, is it?
No, come on.
That thing was nuts.
No, Wonder Spot, they have like 6 places in the country.
Yeah, they
aren't all hills Gravity Hills, right? You know, you fall and you're rolling down the hill.
Okay, out in Schulzburg, not too far from Madison.
Okay.
Yeah.
On a country road. You park your car on the country road,
and
gravity pulls it uphill.
Oh, no.
Like there's little elves pushing you. Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's a blue sign that gives you instructions, and it's right outside the city limits. It's right there. And so you put it in neutral, and we're not talking about just slowly rolling. I mean,
it's like,
we were up to like 5 miles an hour rolling. I mean,
and skeptics that we are, we went back like 2 or 3 times and spent time there doing all different angles.
Is it an optical illusion? I mean, you could be actually uphill or downhill, right? Yeah.
One time.
But it's so cool. You have to do it. I mean, what a great thing to take a carload of kids to, you know?
And freak them out.
Yeah.
Yes, not explain it.
I know.
One time we were there and we had to wait in line because people were pulling over on the side of the road waiting.
Really?
Right beside a cornfield.
Okay. Wow, we got time for a couple more there. There's one here that I want to find out. You say the original Butterburger is not where we think it is. Okay, where do we think? Is this Culver's?
This is a place you really have to check it out. And you have to see this in person. Okay, so 1936, it was in the 30s, I believe it was 36. Sally's Grill in Glendale. So they say they have the original Butterburger. So obviously skeptics, you know, we have to check out. So they have the butter is actually cooking on the grill. They put the burgers on, and then they steam it with onions, and then they take the bun. Now, before they take the bun, they have just, you know, stacks and stacks of 1-pound blocks of butter. Of course, it's Wisconsin. You know, thank goodness.
Okay. not hard to find butter.
Yeah. And so what they do is they put it room temperature. Then they put it in an old-fashioned milkshake machine with a metal cup, and they whip it really good, you know.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, Then they take it when the right before the burger is done, they take it and it's just like icing. They have like an icing spreader. They dip it in and they put it in. It must be like 3 inches thick on the top. They spread it on the top of the bun. And so then they put the burger on, they put the top on, and then the butter melts on top. Oh. And it's just like the burger. And they have these special plates that fit it just right. So, but the butter melts, and it's like the burger is sitting in a moat of butter.
It's like this deep.
I was going to say, it seems like a wet burger.
That sounds healthy.
They cut it in half to help you, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's helpful, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That seems like an unhealthy thing to eat on a regular basis.
Slightly.
Yeah. It's amazing the amount of people that are there for it, though.
Oh, yeah.
When we were there, everybody there ordered it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy.
Now, that's just north of Milwaukee, right, Glendale?
Right.
Yeah. Glendale. Okay.
Here's another cool thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Up in the northwest corner, in a town called Luck, they used to make the Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a museum there. Oh. I mean, there's nothing else really, but there's a museum.
They have a yo-yo museum?
Yeah, the world's largest yo-yo is there.
Oh,
yeah.
Love it.
I have so many Dunkin' yo-yos at home.
World's largest.
Just unbelievable.
Do you have a pink one?
I have a pink one. I have a speckled, black speckled one, and one that actually lights up. And one is a kind of a butterfly shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those. Those are easy to grip.
Well, how big is the largest yo-yo?
Oh.
Chest high, waist to chest high.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, we were talking about your Swatch off the air, and you have a collection of Swatch watches as well.
I
collected watches for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You collect a lot of things along the way?
Yeah, sure. You must be big collectors, right? A lot of stuff around the house.
No.
Well, we used to. We do a lot of international trips, so we'd pick up a little thing here or there. We just picked up something new on an international trip, actually.
We did.
We were in.
It's a total surprise.
Yeah, total surprise. We got a bill in the mail last week. We drove where we shouldn't have in Italy.
Well, what happens? What do you mean?
We had rented a car, and we went to a town called Lucca, and we didn't know that you weren't supposed to drive cars in the central square, which a lot of towns over there do that.
Yeah. Okay.
But
without a permit. They had a little parking area with about 10 cars, and we were looking for a place to park, and so we'd check it out.
So we got a ticket in the mail. We've been telling everyone to be careful because
how much?
Yeah, it was $58 euro. €58.
But we thought it was a scam at first because on our WhatsApp. I mean, we don't use WhatsApp, but when you're in Europe, you do. And so we got this notification. This charge on your credit card. I'm like, whatever. So
a scam. Yeah.
The next morning, she said, "Hey, our credit card was charged." I'm like, "What?" So I started looking into it.
Yeah.
And it's all in Italian, and so I had to copy it, put it in translator, and then it said the location, and I said, "Were we ever at this place?" So we're all looking at Google Maps, and
skeptics that we are.
Our son pulls it up on Street View, and we're like, "Oh yeah, we were there." And there's the big X,
huge sign with X's, and we thought, well, maybe it means don't park.
Yeah, I guess so.
We don't speak any Italian, not a word. I mean, so.
But you said there were parked cars there. They're kind of a little deceptive,
isn't it? You can buy a permit. Yeah.
Oh, didn't do that.
There you go.
Okay.
Boy. Live and learn, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You never go back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got time for one or two more favorites of yours.
Oh,
far as historic stuff, what have you gone back to see because you didn't get enough the first time? Anything that you want to see again?
Oh, there's so much.
Oh, yeah.
The state is so full. I mean, we have a list of over 500 things for a second edition of a Secret Wisconsin.
Yeah. We've got 1,400 in this first one.
Yeah, and it's always, I keep lists all the time, and we find something, I'll add it, and, so it's...
Right here, right in your backyard, the Capitol.
Okay.
I think it's fun to go there and look for the fossils.
The fossils?
A lot of people don't know about that, but there's fossils in the marble, in the granite.
I did hear something about this.
Yeah, and if you go in on the main floor, you could talk to the desk, and they'll give you a list of where they're at and what they look like, and then go around the Capitol and find them. Great thing for kids, free.
Yeah. They actually have a map?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's something for the
kids
to do. And they're kind
of, I mean, we enjoyed looking for them.
Yeah.
It was something different.
Right.
And she mentioned free. Our Secret Wisconsin, you can experience everything in the book for $64.80. We like free stuff.
Everything in the book for that?
Yeah. You can experience
everything in the book.
$64.80.
Okay. The name of that book is Secret Wisconsin, right? A Guide to Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. Go ahead.
On the cover.
Yeah.
This little boy with the boot
is
in Stevens Point. And there's kind of a neat story about that. It's been there since the 1800s. And it's in front of a fire department, the main fire department. And people drive by all the time and never, ever see it.
Hmm.
Because they put it away in the summer... Or they put it away in the winter when the students are there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they'll
steal it.
It gets vandalized.
Interesting.
Oh, this is just unbelievable. It really
is. Tom and Christy Maness, thank you for joining us.
You're planning my next vacation in Wisconsin.
Sounds good. Give me a call.
Very good. Great to have you in. Again, your book is available everywhere. Books are sold, right?
It is.
Amazon.
And Little Luxuries.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. Yeah. It's great having you.
Well, again,
really
safe travels to you. And we'll talk to you again sometime.
Yeah.
Definitely
have you back.
Yeah, love to have you back. 19 past the hour, coming back with more on John and Gordon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
As if we were on Mary Jane.
Wow.
Wisconsin has some secrets. I love it. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7, back on the air. Our little stick out in the middle of the country is lit up once again.
Yeah, got zapped by a lightning bolt or two.
Yeah.
And but it's back and running just fine now. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since they opened the doors in 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress has two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
All right.
Okay. Weather today, showers and storms this morning. Sunshine this afternoon, highs near 90. It's going to feel very hot and humid. There's a heat advisory.
Mike McCabe is coming up in just a few moments from Substack, and we'll talk about some interesting things with Mike, and that is what you're afraid of.
Yes. What are you afraid of?
Yeah, what are you afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
But right now, let's get to, Trump is going out after his opponents, past and future. Oh, do we have what?
We have Brittany. We have Brittany.
Oh, we do have Brittany.
We'll get to
man,
that.
Oh, my.
We'll get to that. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, she's out there at the air show.
Yes.
And
gosh.
I didn't think she survived the wing walking that you was attempting yesterday.
It's our intrepid meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Yes. Well, looks pretty good there in Oshkosh this morning from what
you
can see from the camera there on Facebook.
Not too bad yet.
Yeah.
We've got that shelf cloud rolling in. That's the views this morning. We got that text saying, hey, heads up, showers and storms for the next 3 hours. So people were up trying to pull in their tents, you know, get the awnings down and stuff like that. And the yodeler, do you know there's a yodeler here?
No,
there's a yodeler.
At 7 a.m. every morning to wake all the campers up and EAA volunteers. It is hysterical.
That is hysterical.
So he was yodeling.
Yeah.
Everybody was crawling out of their tents trying to get ready for the rain, but you guys got hit pretty hard.
Yes.
Flood advisory?
Well.
Lightning strike to this. What?
Yeah. I know. It was outrageous this morning. We had a real downpour.
Heavy downpours. And
Kim, now, can you do me a big favor? Could you record the yodeler so we can play it back?
Yeah,
I'd love
absolutely.
Oh, I'd
I
love
will
to
give
hear
you.
That.
Yes, I'll have him tomorrow morning.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, we want to hear what he has, what he's got, his chops.
He's good.
Okay,
chops.
Well, you have to build up to yodeling. You know, it's something you can't just roll out of bed
That's
and
true.
Yodel.
That's true.
You gotta. Okay. Weather today. Okay, so once we get through the showers and storms, it's gonna really heat up today and for the next few days, right?
Yes. So the rain is pretty much done for you and it's going to be gone for the rest of the day. So that's heat's going to creep in 92 degrees for highs. It's going to feel like 103 or so. Nasty humidity. A little bit of a south breeze, maybe about 15 miles per hour might help things.
Yeah.
But stay in the AC, the shade, drink a lot of water. We are looking at some storms, though, tomorrow, maybe tomorrow morning around 4 a.m. Another round possible around noon or so. And then it really cranks up from about 3 to 6. Some of those could be on the stronger side, maybe some high winds possible, but nothing too crazy. Like up north later today, they're going to have the chances for tornadoes.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay. No, really?
Yeah.
And then
Rhineland or Eau Claire. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. And what about the weekend? What's the extended forecast looking like for Saturday and Sunday? We have the big Atwood Fest happening here in Madison.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still going to be into those, you know, warm temperatures, unfortunately. Highs on Saturday, about 85 degrees. Sunday, we're going to go back into the 90s.
Okay.
And Saturday morning, it looks like the best chance for showers and storms. Sunday looks beautiful. Lots of sunshine, but hot.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, enjoy the EAA there. And
thank you.
All right. And keep us posted on the yodeler.
I can't wait for the yodeler.
All right.
Is that on the microphone? He just beams that throughout the entire camp? All right.
Oh, yeah. The whole EAA grounds, the whole camp, the whole 9 yards.
Okay.
He's yodeling.
All right. Never heard about that. All right.
Very
great.
Good.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Brittany.
Cool.
You have a good
You're
day.
You're welcome, guys.
Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yep.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Okay.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Gosh.
Yeah. Lots of things. I can't wait to hear the yodeler. That's always been a big fan of yodeling.
Me, me too.
I've got a bunch of vinyl I've collected over the years.
It's that
different
it's
yodelers
sad that you don't have an outlet for that.
I know my turntable broke about 10 years ago, but still got the vinyl. Okay. Oh, where are we here?
Well,
what's going on? We've had to reshuffle the deck here a couple of times.
Let's get to something really short here.
Okay. All right.
It's wealthy Tucker Carlson talking about kids not being able to buy houses. Look, I'm just trying to find a shortcut here because we don't have that much time. And all the news, you know, I mean, Trump going after his opponents and everything, we didn't have time for that. But I tell you what, finding out about Wisconsin and all the secrets here and the great places to go, I am just chomping at the bit now to go on vacation. I'm sorry.
I know.
I want to go.
We need to do that. Yeah.
All right.
I know. There's so many things to check out.
All right. Let's just, should we play this? Okay.
Tucker Carlson.
113, let's play it.
And it's especially bad the young people can't afford homes. Let me just put a very precise point on this. Well, I got a bunch of kids. Can they afford houses with full-time jobs at like 27, 28? And the answer is no way. And the answer is that 35-year-olds with really good jobs can't afford a house unless they stretch and go deep into debt. It's really hard to have a family without a house. It is. It's like super fun to live in an apartment if, you know, there's like a bar downstairs, you're in a cool neighborhood. I'm in East Village. It's so cool. Try to have three kids. You're not going to have three kids there. You can't. Nobody wants to raise their kids in that neighborhood. Nobody wants to raise their kids in an apartment. People do it because they have to. Nobody wants to. People want a little house, not some McMansion, just a little normal house. That is the actual American dream.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It seems like the MAGAs and the Republicans have been trying to kill that American dream for years and years and years. And now you're complaining that your kids can't buy a house because of something you created, that you promoted, capitalism.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not working for you, huh?
Okay. That's Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, well, that's my point of view.
Okay.
it was a quick one.
I get you.
I got it.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
29 past the hour. And when we return, Mike McCabe will join us here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Why you were singing about popcorn, it still
doesn't
but you
matter.
Know what? It's so good that it just works.
Mm-hmm.
John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX 92.7.
It is 7:35. Still got some showers out there, but it looks like they're moving on out. And then we'll see sunshine and hot temperatures today. High close to 90, heat index in the 100-degree range, and that's why we have a heat advisory. So be careful out there later. It's going to stay pretty humid and hot for the next few days.
Really, really hot. I'm afraid of this kind of weather.
Are you? Don't be scared. It'll be okay.
Okay.
this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. You can get started with a basic hearing test there and then make an appointment. Call them, 608-249-4077. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Talk to Jim or Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center.
We've got Mike McCabe in the studio from Substack. And Mike, Gordy just said the word, a scared. Now, when we were kids.
Is that a word?
We all said that, didn't we? We all said that.
Well,
where did that come from?
I don't know.
Scared.
Well,
scared.
See, that means it's a word because kids everywhere were saying it.
They were saying it. Yeah. That's why we say it now. It just it doesn't make any sense, but it works.
and you're really not afraid of the weather, John. You were just setting up our segment.
Exactly. It was
are all you about fear.
Are you afraid?
I saw right through that.
Yeah. What are you afraid of? Yeah. That's sort of the theme of your latest Substack blog.
That's right. You know, I was fascinated by the fact that you were asked, are you afraid of what's going to happen now after you left the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign?
Oh,
right?
I've gotten that question so many times.
Yeah.
But yes, when I left the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, I just thought it was time to pass the baton and younger people. And bring in some new blood. I don't think it's healthy for an organization to be led by the same person forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of churn and turnover,
is really healthy. And so I made the decision to step aside, and I had a whole bunch of people, first of all, worried whether the organization would even survive, and it has, and it's thrived.
You helped to start it, right?
Yeah, I was involved at the very beginning, and then ended up becoming executive director and served in that role for 15 years.
You were getting big CEO pay.
I could have easily done that work for another 15 years and loved it. I enjoyed the work and was passionate about the cause, but I really felt that it was time. Yeah. It just felt like the organization could become stale if it just kept going along the same direction. Mm-hmm. So I decided to step aside, and I had all kinds of people say, "Aren't you afraid you're gonna lose your purpose in life, or you're gonna be bored, or all these kinds of things?" And you know, now more than ever, today more than then, it just seems like there are more Americans who are more afraid of more things than at any time in my lifetime, any time that I can recall. And I think that has a whole lot to do with what's gone so haywire with our politics. Mm-hmm. There's just so people are being fed fear all the time. And, you know, that fear is stoked, and it becomes anger, and it becomes rage, and it becomes... And it becomes a really warped kind of politics, and the reason I wrote this article this week for Substack was that a clip of Edward R. Murrow on the air talking about Joe McCarthy and the fear of that era, and he spoke so powerfully on television, looking directly into the camera speaking to Americans about the fear mongers who had seized our government, and it just seems so appropriate to the current moment.
Oh yeah,
and so that's what got me thinking about this in the first place. And then as I was writing, I couldn't help but think of that movie Bridge of Spies, and I understand you've got
the clip that you mentioned in your article. So let's play it here. Listen to this.
How did we do in there? Not too good. Apparently you're not an American citizen.
That's true.
And according to your boss, you're not a Soviet citizen either.
Well, the boss isn't always right, but he's always the boss.
I love that.
Do you never worry?
Would it help?
That's it right there.
And that, great. Of course, was Tom Hanks playing the lawyer of Rudolf Abel, who was the accused Soviet spy in that movie Bridge of Spies. And Hanks' character asks Rudolf Abel numerous times over the course of the movie, "Aren't you worried?" And every time he would say, "Would it help?" and that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, we're so angst ridden and so afraid of so many things, scared. And I'm thinking, does it help? Is it getting us anywhere good?
Yeah, it could be therapeutic in some ways, but it doesn't matter because we're all deep into this hot water. We're frogs in this water, waiting for it to boil. The thing is, you know, with this this fear that we all feel now, it's, you know, it's on both sides, by the way. You know, we fear what, you know, Trump is going to do and what the MAGAs are going to do and what they've already done to the country. Mm-hmm. They fear us and our ideology. They fear socialism. They fear this.
Or at least they say it's socialism that they fear.
Yeah. 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 So it's all these odd things, you know, we've all come together with this particular, our own fears and we're playing that up. Mm-hmm. There's no, we're not comfortable in our own skin, in our own country anymore.
Right.
Which is very frightening.
And I think that is at the very bottom of what, why our politics has grown so dysfunctional.
Yeah.
It really boils down to we're afraid of each other.
Yeah.
We're afraid of talking with each other. We're afraid to speak up. You know, I think about all the family gatherings.
Right.
And you know, people are afraid to talk about what's going on in the country. They're afraid to talk about politics because they're afraid of where that might lead and the relationships that might be damaged irreparably. And so, you know, even at that basic level, there's all kinds of fear at a Thanksgiving dinner, which is really tragic.
It's crazy.
That's what happened in our Christmas get-together. My brothers, you know, said, well, wait and see. And I thought maybe they both voted for Trump. I know one did. But the other one only said this just to placate everyone at the table. So he knew his brother was getting very upset, and this brother across the table, he didn't care about. But he just said, wait and see. Just calmed everybody down, except for me. I was panicking, and I was freaking out. But, I think, you know, for us to be afraid of our own family and the great relationships we have between family members and have something like this to crop up and divide the entire family, it's boy, this is really unhealthy.
Yep. And, you know, I was just up in my old stomping grounds over the weekend. On Saturday, I went to the heart of Trump country, which is where I grew up.
Yeah.
And I was doing a book event at the public library in Owen. And a whole bunch of my former high school classmates came.
Oh, cool. And they weren't objecting to your position?
And, you know, we had a wonderful time together, and we talked for hours. Even after the event, we talked for hours. Mm. But you could tell people were also walking on eggshells about the condition of our country and about politics and all of that. And I actually yesterday had a follow-up phone call with one of my former classmates who was really quiet at the event and the conversation afterwards, and I didn't really get a chance to catch up with him properly, so I called him, and we talked for 2 hours yesterday.
Oh, wow!
And he said, "Yeah, I can feel free to speak. I can speak freely with you, but I couldn't speak freely with them." Wow. And he proceeded to share some of his thoughts about politics and about the way of the world right now. And
was it a similar view that you have, or was it okay?
Yeah.
So you know,
but he didn't feel comfortable
exactly
to. Yeah. Share any of those thoughts in the presence of our other former classmates.
So this is the opposite of what's the, you know, Republicans have complained about for so many years on campuses that they're afraid to speak up. Now it's the other way around, or actually both sides now.
It is an awful lot of people are afraid to speak up, and I wrote a book that isn't political,
right?
But it talks about sort of the matters of the heart that we have to struggle with in our country right now. And it does speak to the current moment in our country. And it has some themes that I think some people in Trump country would tend to cringe at.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is that the classmates I talked to who had read the book seemed enchanted by it.
Oh, cool.
And so it kind of got them beyond
the political divide.
Yeah, and they all know. You know, they know that I ran for governor, and they know that I ran the Wisconsin Democracy campaign for a long time. And they they kind of have an idea of my politics, but they kind of want to conceal or cloak theirs. But the book kind of helped them get past all that, and we had some really good conversations.
The book is Miracles Along County Q, in case folks out there have not read it yet or are curious about it.
Thank you for mentioning it.
It's an excellent book. 746, we're talking to Mike McCabe, a Substack blogger and author. So, all right, so we have all this fear out there. We all agree on that. What's the antidote? What's the solution? How can we get back to being, you talk in your article here about getting to, you know, be fearless again and have some hope and have some, look toward the future with hopefully, you know, some solutions coming down the pike. But how do we deal with this fear in the meantime?
Well, I go back to what Edward R. Murrow said to the American people in the
smoke pot. Is that what he said?
What he said is we did not descend from men full of fear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
that's true. Very good.
He kind of reminded people that you know there have been dark times before throughout American history, and he was telling people we're living in a very dark moment here, and he described just how vile Joe McCarthy was, and he said it right on the air.
Yeah.
He didn't pull any punches. He described just how vile this man is. but we can't be afraid of him. And we can't live in fear. One of the fascinating things, and I mentioned it in passing in my article this week, when I got back from we did this trip to Tanzania when we got back. Yeah. I can't tell you how many people said, weren't you afraid they might not let you back in the country?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we can't be afraid to travel. We can't be afraid to, you know, to speak up. And,
right.
And we can't be afraid to, you know, live our lives, even though some ugly stuff is going on around us.
Well, we've got a response here from Kurt. He says, it's not just about fear. It's about what's right and what's wrong. People are being harmed.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Which, you know, everybody's got their own perspective of who's getting harmed the most, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
But we end up just sort of seeing each other as enemies. I don't recall a time when more Americans saw each other as enemies as right now.
Yeah. Me either. All right. 7:48. We will continue with Mike McCabe in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
Don't be afraid. Don't listen.
Have no fear.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I want you to get mad.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. Damn it, my life has value.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
That's great stuff. WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning, along with Mike McCabe. And, you know, at the time that movie came out and all of that was presented, we thought, well, that's over the top. That's ridiculous. No, that'll never happen.
No.
Here we are.
7:53, this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. Their 4th of July sale continues for a few more days. And the discounts also continue on their adjustable bed frames. Check them out. Verlo Mattress, east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com for more information. All right, a few more minutes here with Mike McCabe.
Okay, you know, Mike McCabe might be afraid of our next caller.
I don't think he has any fear.
It's our mega friend, CJ, who has the rest of the story. CJ, welcome to the program.
Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, the list of accomplishments are amazing already by this president. Mm-hmm. We now have a secure border. You know how many illegals came across the border last month?
None.
Zero.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, we listen to Mayorkas. Mm-hmm. We listen to President Biden and our border czar, VP Harris, who lied to us for three and a half years.
About what?
They averaged 6,000 a day for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that as amazing?
No, you know, the
zero
thing,
last month.
The thing is, we welcome the immigrant. We're a nation of immigrants, and what we needed was...
Legally, we needed
Immigration reform, and the Republicans did not want to have any kind of reform, not just that one last proposal that Trump said we need as a campaign thing, but we've been trying to reform immigration for years and years, and the Republicans want to keep it as something that
they could
use in their elections, and they also want it to be a white nation. You know that. Right? All right. So go ahead.
What you guys call secure, this is a secure border. So we want legal immigration, guys.
So how's your life improved because we have a secure border now? How is your life improved?
Through the port of entry.
How is your life improved, CJ, now that we have secured the border and no one's come across? How do you feel now? You can buy a house?
Can you buy a new car?
You guys want to deflect.
You guys want to deflect from it, but we're going to find out the truth. The truth is
that we don't have
a
labor.
The Democrats wanted comprehensive. They were selling the material for the border wall. Biden was. They didn't want security. They wanted a comprehensive
How many billions of dollars do you want to keep putting into that border wall?
Into deportation.
Yeah, and deportation and prison.
And in the troops. You want troops in all the cities?
By the way, Homeland Security spending more money on these prisons now than we actually spend on our federal prisons in the country. That's how big this is.
Do you know how much we've spent on illegals so far? $155 billion.
You know what? These supposed illegals, when they work in this country, they put money into Medicare and Social Security. Okay, CJ.
4 years of Trump. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
We got 3.5
not amazing
more years
so far.
Of this president. It's wonderful,
okay.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. CJ, thanks for the questions. Mike McCabe, what do you think?
Well, yeah. that was
what
fun.
What do you think? You know, here we have a labor shortage in this country, and we're getting rid of the labor that contributes to Social Security and Medicare, but they get no benefits for it. I don't understand any of this, and these people are working hard. Yeah. They create and start businesses. This is what our future is based on, and they're keeping these people out and kicking them out, right?
Yeah. All I can say is that to quote Edward R. Murrow, I did not descend from men and women full of fear, but I did descend from men and women who were immigrants.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a Perfect. Nation of immigrants.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And did you check out any of the Mehdi Hassan debate that he had with fascists? He was surrounded by 20 fascist young kids, you know, Gen Z fascists, and he debated them. Have you seen this at all?
I did not.
Jubilee. You know,
I'll check it out.
It's a great, great watch. It really is. Yeah.
Just got a couple more minutes here, Mike. You have any events coming up?
Oh,
anything?
You know, you did. I got to mention this in your column in Substack, you mentioned all of the times that you've been asked about. Did you fear this? Did you fear that?
Right.
I mean, our lives are filled with that. It's not just
a lot
people
of
talking to you.
Full of anxiety. We kind of walk around with all the, you know, with this sort of risk-averse attitude.
Like we're living on the edge of something.
Yeah, and so there have been so many times when I've decided to leave jobs for something else, you know, people think, aren't you afraid that, you know, this is going to be a bad turn for you or whatever? And the thing is that every time you turn over a new leaf, there are these wonderful new possibilities. And I don't think we should ever be afraid of new possibilities. That's why we shouldn't be afraid of immigrants, by the way. We shouldn't be afraid of what America has the potential to become.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't think that
That's
we have it. To hold on to some version of America that we knew in the past. We should not be afraid to let America evolve and become something brand new.
Boy, that's great. Thank you.
We got to leave it there. Mike McCabe, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
See you next Wednesday. Always good to talk to you. You can check out his Substack blogs there. And check out his book, too, Miracles Along County Q. Excellent reading. Let's see. Stephanie Miller is coming up next.
And we're going to be on. We're in the afternoon.
We're on from Maggie Dawn today from 4 till 6.
We've got Jim Santel as a guest, and Pete Traba will be with us in the last half hour of the program as well, talking about movies and posters on our walls as teenagers.
It's going to be fun. Tune in this afternoon, 4 to 6. Stephanie Miller's next. Have a great day. So long.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.